All right, welcome to the Battle Box, everybody. Here we go. First ever Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just let me say hey to the chat real quick. I'm going from bottom to top here. Kansas Law Dog, Big Scott, Scooter 8887, Deb News 2011, S. Clark 1968, Sun Gun, Phil McCrackens, love you, Phil, Robin McGroin. God bless you guys. Joe Dirt, Flash River. Salty Gonads is on tonight. You can't really say I love Salty Gonads. You can't say that. But anyway, welcome. Peg McGroin is on. Shadow McGroin is on. McGroin Nation, love you guys. Thank you so much for all you've done for me. Appreciate you a lot. All right, we'll hop more on the chat later. I'm just looking at the names popping up. Sorry about that. Biggie 92678. Let's love you guys. Hassle-Free TV, there's another one. Neon Widow, love you. Noodlin McGroin is on. Patriot Standard, 1776. JC360. Luann 5. John Phillips, 1973. Appreciate you guys. Love you. All right, let's hop to it. I hope this isn't getting too monotonous or too boring for you, but we're just going to have to continue to talk about the assassination attempt. I want to. I'm obviously highly motivated to do so, but we have to keep talking about it because new news keeps coming out. All right, let's put the first one up. Is this Washington's ghost? Why do I have the wrong thing here? Oh, I got the wrong. There we go. I got the wrong script here. But anyway, I just call this the Pac-Man perimeter. As always, with all of these things, because we all know that Thomas Crooks, we know that he didn't do this by himself.
Right.
I mean, we can all just establish that. I mean, we just all shout amen to that.
Amen.
Okay, because it's absolutely, we know, we're going to show you more on Thomas Crooks. This is not somebody... You know, he's not really a dumb person or anything like that, but he's just perfect for recruitment. So here's the perimeter that was set up. And then there's lots of areas. Perfect person to listen to on this is Dan Bongino talking about it, and also some snipers. We're going to play those tonight too. Not Bongino, but the snipers, both in the main game and in the post game. But you look at this perimeter. How does this make sense to anybody when suddenly there's a Pac-Man in the middle of the perimeter? This is the Secret Service security bubble. There's a stage. We'll go counterclockwise. Stage where Trump was speaking. Direct line of sight right there. That's where Trump was speaking. Red dot. Direct line of sight from the building. I'm looking to my left, just so you know. That's why I'm not looking at the camera right now. I'm looking at a picture to my left. It's bigger than the picture to my right. But anyway, so there you see the building where the shooter, where Crooks was at. Direct line of sight, of course, to, and the best estimates that I've got so far off of Pandemic War Room is about 148 yards away, which is a very easy shot with a sniper rifle. Very yeah. easy. Trained in sniper school, 500,000 yards away. There's the Butler Farm Showgrounds. We'll just call it the Fairgrounds. Easier. Law enforcement snipers on the roof over there right behind Trump. The wounded at the rally. You can see how they were wounded. It looks like now I thought that the wounded were probably on the other side, but no, they were actually in the line of fire, not rounds that missed Trump to hit other people. That's what this shows. But someone would have to just explain how it is that you have this perfect perimeter set up, but not at the most important area.
Yeah.
So you have the perimeter set up and all the flat ground as you go around the circle counterclockwise, all the flat ground, even there's actually a little building. I got to do it. A little building over. Trying to get it right. It's hard to do it on this because I'm looking at an opposite screen. So I do it there. No, it's this way. There we go. But anyway, at bottom right hand of the pick. There you go. Is that? Can they see that, Aaron?
Yeah.
Can you see your cursor? Go to the other side. Little bottom right there. That little one. See, that one's covered. And all these other areas are covered. But the one area that isn't covered is the highest ground there is. And you're like, Thomas, not ground. Rooftop is the high ground. And lo and behold, for some reason, that's not covered at all by anybody. So all of this needs to be looked into. But don't worry, the FBI is looking into it. The FBI is investigating. We can trust the FBI to tell us the truth. You know, the one that instigated the Gretchen Whitmer hoax, the collusion hoax. I mean, they're all just popping in my mind as we go. Instigated 1-6, everything else, and many other things. As we know, but anyway, but the FBI, of course, is looking into this. But we would just like a reasonable explanation. That's all that I'm asking for from some Secret Service operative, some Secret Service whistleblower. How can this be? Or you know what? Kim Cheadle, the head of the Secret Service, tell us how this happened. How it is that the most important building, the most important structure, which is the highest ground in the Secret Service security bubble. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
How the high ground, the most important building, the building with the best vantage point, i.e. the best point to shoot somebody on the stage, doesn't get covered at all by anybody. How is that remotely possible? But just so you know, this is official. This was their Secret Service security bubble. And for some reason, the most important building was left off. All right, go to the next one for me. Epstein sheet video. Here we go. This is the FBI now. It's from Ingram Angle. So the FBI has already now come out and publicly stated that Crooks has acted alone, although they have not been able to crack his cell phone yet. Play for me.
Official is telling Fox they believe the shooter acted alone. We're also learning that they can't get into his cell phone. They have it at Quantico, but haven't been able to get any data out of it. Back with you now.
Now, listen, if they wanted to get into the cell phone, they'd already get into the cell phone. This is going to be another Audrey Hale situation.
Yep.
The girl pretending to be a boy that shot up the Covenant School in Nashville. Well, we're never going to see the manifesto. We're never going to see the cell phone. As a matter of fact, I'll predict right now that what's going to happen is there's going to be some sort of data breach. And you know what? They accidentally erased the entire phone.
Yeah.
Remember, just like all the Hillary Clinton staffers, that factory resetted their phone 16 straight times so that you can never read what was on their phones. Remember that? Before they smashed them into pieces. But anyway, I digress. But the FBI has said he's acted alone. How can they possibly know whether he's acted alone or not? How can they know without going into his cell phone? And by the way, my wife used to work for a law enforcement technology company that was the company that actually breached the cell phone of the Northern California shooter. Remember, because the FBI said they couldn't get into that either. Don't remember all the specifics, otherwise I'd tell you. But there is technology. If they wanted to get in the cell phone, they'd already be in the cell phone. Plus, you can get a subpoena, and if it's, say, in an Apple phone, you can order Apple via subpoena, via court order, to open the phone for you.
Yep.
So how are they not able to get into the phone? You're like, well, the shooting just happened on Saturday. It's only Monday night. This is supposedly the greatest law enforcement entity, greatest law enforcement agency on the planet, and they can't get into a cell phone? That's who the FBI is. But of course, even though they can't get into a cell phone and to use time against them, only maybe 48 hours in, they can determine that he acted alone. 48 hours in, they could come out with a definitive statement that he acted alone. Again, this is just another FBI cover-up, just like 1-6, or an FBI-instigated crime, like the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping hoax, or another FBI, Department of Homeland Security, State Department, CIA operation that instigated 1-6.
Yep.
And you're like, Tom, you know what? There was independent people operating on 1-6. There always is. You've got to understand this. These are all basically attempts. Every one of these things is actually an attempt. There are people on the ground. The sniper on the roof that shot the shooter, that shot the would-be assassin, he doesn't know. But people like Kim Cheadle, who run the Secret Service, they know. Alejandro Mayorkas, people like that, they know. Some of the operatives on the ground, because the Secret Service was probably in on 1-6 also, but not Trump's personal detail. Because what they're doing is they're just basically throwing things at a wall and see if it'll stick, i.e. COVID, i.e. vaccinations, i.e. social credit system, CBDC's currencies, climate change. Let's see what will work, even though we know 100% won't work. I'll show you a video if I get to it. I will in a minute. Where they're just hoping that they can, change society. I'm just hearkening back to like COVID. They're throwing things at the wall on a percentage basis, hoping that they can leverage everybody. Of course, the ultimate agenda is to leverage you in a one-world commerce system, a single access point, controlled by them. But they want to get as close to that as possible. Well, you have Australian Olympians yesterday arriving in an airport in July of 2024 wearing masks. The Tour de France is back to wearing masks right now in 2024. So a certain amount of the stupidity. Imagine leveraging people into believing that you're going to stop a respiratory virus, 0.06 to 0.14 microns with a mask. You're stupid enough to walk around with that thing on. That's a victory for them. I don't know what just happened there. What was that?
We're good? Yep.
Did everybody hear that or just me?
Just you.
It was just me?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Aaron's playing something in my ear. I'm like, what the heck was that? But anyway, I don't even know where I was at. But the whole idea is to get people to believe things on a percentage basis. Here in this situation where they've got a security perimeter set up, right? But it's got a giant hole in it. There's a lot of operatives on the ground, both local police department. Nobody in local law enforcement has any clue what's going on. But this was probably a three-letter agency operation, but only at the highest levels. And people that are on the ground, whether it's Secret Service police, whatever it is, Secret Service SWAT teams, they're not really in on it. But the higher-ups are. That's the point of it all. Clint Russell video. This is so obviously true. I don't want... Here's our first former sniper. Got another sniper in the post game. Make sure you watch it. And I don't want to hear another sympathy tweet from these lying politicians until we have an answer as to how this kid was able to breach the perimeter. Here's the former sniper. Play for me.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm here to tell you why the shooting of President Donald Trump yesterday, without a doubt in my mind, was a planned and coordinated attack on the president inside our government, our local agency, or police force. Here's why. My name is Matthew Murphy, and I am a retired Green Beret, retired from the Special Forces Group, but I'm also a level one sniper, which means that I have graduated the highest level of training for snipers that you can do in special operations. We're trained, I'm going to avoid confidential or classified terminology, we're trained in assassinations and counter assassinations for the very reason, case in point, yesterday, the shooting of President Donald Trump. So, first of all, anywhere the president's going to go, there are teams from the Secret Service that go out days, if not weeks, if not months, before the president will ever be at that spot. And they do a site security assessment. And they do that with the local police forces and agencies to ensure that every potential security threat or vulnerability is secured and, of course, protected against. Now, this is done way before Donald Trump will ever get there, and they know every place that the president will be, and the sniper team especially is responsible for ensuring that no one can take a shot at the president. Now, that does not mean that the sniper team just sets up with their guns and scans the crowd and shoots. No, what they do, the most important thing they do pre-Donald Trump showing up, is within a 360-degree environment of that podium of the president, they ensure that there is not a place that is open that will be accessible by someone with a rifle to take a shot at the president. So they make sure those places are barricaded off, inaccessible, and heavily guarded, so there is no way you are going to get to the place where you could even shoot the president with a rifle before the president shows up. Then they scan the crowd and those places with a rifle just in case by some miracle you do. Now, you're not going to tell me, I don't care who you are, don't listen to the media, nonsense anyways, I think most of us know that by now, that some 20-year-old kid that looks like he played Dungeons and Dragons in his mom's basement is trained on a gun, especially a sniper rifle like that, is a registered Republican, and then can access anywhere near the vicinity of that crowd, of that event, with him not dressed in a uniform and that sniper rifle. He was wearing American flag t-shirt and pants, and he had a rifle. You're gonna tell me that that kid went through all the levels of security, somehow got into the closest building to the president, then accessed the rooftop of the closest building to the president, then had the time to unpack his rifle, lay down in the prone, and then take 5 to 8 well-aimed shots at the president before he was decisively engaged by the Secret Service's counter-sniper teams or a local police department. I don't know who they were. Most likely police. You're going to tell me all that happened and a 20-year-old kid did that without it being heavily planned, coordinated, and people on the inside making it happen? There's absolutely no way possible that that kid was able to get up there and take those shots at the president without a lot of internal help. So someone in that local, or some people inside that local police department agency or Secret Service is compromised and is a threat to our president. So we need to stop worrying about that shooter and start worrying about who allowed this to happen. And President Trump, if you need an American to protect you who's actually good at sniping and stopping this crap, give me a call. I'll do it for free. Everybody have a good day. God bless.
And that's exactly what he should be doing, is calling up guys like this. They're the ones who actually got on planes and flew over to Afghanistan and rescued Americans while the Biden administration stood around with their thumbs up their rear ends. So also, one of the things on this, let me go over, I'll go backwards, back to front. There's also no cops in the perimeter of the perimeter. In other words, you have the perimeter, and then you have an outside perimeter where that building was, which was actually part of the security bubble, and then you had outside of the security bubble as part of the building also. There was from eyewitness testimony, there was no cops walking around. There weren't even cops in the parking lot. People could walk into the outer perimeter without ever being checked. According to Dan Bongino, witnesses say, first of all, that the cops saw him, and I'm going to go over this in a minute, but the cops saw him 30 minutes prior to it and lost him. They saw a guy walking around suspiciously with a gun, lost him, and then allowed the president to walk onto the stage. If you see a guy walking around, now, did they know he had a gun? Nobody's walking around suspiciously with some sort of long implement in his hand. If it was a sword, you wouldn't let the president on the stage to start speaking.
Right.
So why in the world, then they lost him, and then just let the president of the United States walk onto the stage. No, you shut everything down till you find Thomas Crooks.
Yep.
And it was that guy. That was the guy the cops actually saw. But he was able to walk into this outer perimeter unchecked. There was no cops around. None. There wasn't even like cops in the parking lot with their lights on.
Right.
How in the world does the most, and apologize for the grammar, the most assassinatable human being on the planet, most likely to be assassinated on the planet, how does he there without a huge police presence? And this is another epic failure for Governor Josh Shapiro of the state of Pennsylvania, because he doesn't care about Donald Trump, just like the Democrats wanting to remove his Secret Service protection. Josh Shapiro doesn't care if President Trump gets shot. So he doesn't send down all of your state troopers. You know, this is what's called in law enforcement a special detail. You could have gotten 500 cops to sign up statewide for a Trump rally because most cops love Trump.
Yeah.
So they would have signed up to work. There's no cops there. Just so you know, you're like, Tom, there was cops. Not many. Listen, I'm telling you, not many. I've worked a lot of special details. I worked special details for the Boston Red Sox here in Florida when their spring training was here in Florida. There's cops every freaking where. Everywhere there was cops for them. But for Trump, nothing. Nothing. There was no cops there. I mean, statistically speaking, proportionally, on a percentage basis, there was no cops there.
Yeah.
There should have been 500, 600, 700 cops walking around where nobody would feel comfortable walking in with a ladder and a long gun in fatigues.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, and again, just so everybody knows, they don't just go there day of. There's a Secret Service advance team. There's a Secret Service day of team. There's a Secret Service debriefing after the event team. They're there days in advance. And they can't figure out that that building must be secured above all others. It's not a matter of, well, we missed one. That would be inexcusable. It would be. This is in the middle of nowhere. There's literally about three buildings in the possible perimeter, and you can't secure the high point. And we, as part of the advance team that was there days and days in advance, all they needed to do was hire cops to stand around that building. I mean, we're $35 trillion in debt, and we can't spend a couple hundred grand hiring cops to stand around the high point, the most advantageous kill shot point in the perimeter or in the security bubble, which mysteriously was not covered at all. All other areas were covered except the building that most needed to be covered. Amazing. So they're there days in advance. And they're there to ensure, according to the sniper, there is no place that's accessible to the speaker to shoot the speaker, to shoot anybody. There should be no accessibility. No high point, no building that allows accessibility for shooting. There was really only one that they had to secure. And they were there days in advance and didn't secure it. But one of their jobs is to ensure there is no place that's accessible for a shooter, and they didn't do it. There's something else going on here. Will we ever find out? I don't know. I don't know, but there's no way. This is not the, you can go right now. If I signed Aaron to do it, he could pull up 5-6 of them in a matter of 2-3 minutes. There's all sorts of retired snipers speaking out on social media right now. You'll see one in the post game. I've said a couple times already. They're all saying the same thing. This is tactically impossible.
Yeah.
For this to have occurred. If you're like in downtown Manhattan and you've got basements and high rises and literally thousands of windows, they secure that for the president.
Yep.
But you can't secure a building on a fairgrounds and it's the only building that's high enough to allow accessibility for a shooter? Amazing. It's impossible. All right, where am I at? Colin Rugg tweet first. Just in, the suspect who tried to assassinate Donald Trump made a donation, Democrat, because they're all saying he's a Republican. He's a Republican who donates to Act Blue, just so everybody knows. And let me correlate this with you. It's just like them saying that Donald Trump's a convicted felon. Being a convicted felon, now what that means, it's the same meaning as racist. It means nothing now.
Yep.
Racist now means nothing. Remember, everyone always used to run from being called, I'm not a racist. Let me tell you about all my black friends. And nobody even cares anymore because racist means nothing. Convicted felon means nothing because all it really is the opinions of Democrats.
Yep.
What do you mean, Tom? He's actually a literal convicted felon. But yeah, via the opinion of a Democrat being convicted of a crime that doesn't even exist and a crime that he didn't commit, even if it did exist.
Yep.
So now convicted felon really just means losing in a poll to Democrats where you walk around with the Democrats and say, do you like Donald Trump? No. Okay. Now that's all convicted felon is. They go around to Democrats and say, do you like Donald Trump? No. So and all they do is instead of a poll is put them into another poll system, which is called a jury. So you just got Democrats saying, I don't like Donald Trump. That's all convicted felon means, just so you know. But this, and so when they say this person's a Republican, anybody can run as a Republican. As I've told you, in many states, and this is what crooks did, by the way, you can register as a Republican so you can vote in the Republican primary.
Yep.
Democrats do it all the time. So they end up with Mitch McConnell. So we end up with Lindsey Graham and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and Ben Sasse and Mitt Romney. They go and register as Republicans so that they can get another Democrat to run against the Democrat. So if they lose, they still got a Democrat in the race.
That's right.
That's what they do. That's what Thomas Crooks did. He's no Republican. Again, their labels mean nothing. Very strange how he's a registered Republican that comes out. That gives, that donates to Act Blue. I guess all these idiots forget digital technology that tracks your financial transactions. Idiots. So the suspect who tried to assassinate Donald Trump made a donation to Democrat-aligned Act Blue on Biden's inauguration day. 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks was a registered Republican. His father, who spoke on CNN, says he is trying to find out what the H is going on and is going to wait until I talk to law enforcement to say more. There's more on this with Colin Rugg. Follow him on Twitter. Now, here's a Colin Rugg video. Just in, TMZ has obtained footage of Thomas Matthew Crooks claiming he has a 10-inch bleep, but here's the shooter. Play for me.
6'4". I go to Stanford University. I have a 10-inch
So this guy, now again, there's a reason why I only have one sponsor. It's because of the statements that I'm about to make. You're judging this guy. That's correct. I'm judging him, but I'm judging him with righteous judgment. This is somebody, this is the quintessential target for deep state recruitment.
Oh yeah.
This is the quintessential target for deep state grooming. Give a guy who has absolutely zero self-esteem, lie to him, brainwash him, tell him that once the deed is done, we'll move you out to the Bahamas, you'll live in the lamps of luxury with bikini babes for the rest of your life. That's what he thinks. He doesn't realize that the people recruiting him are also going to kill him themselves or have him killed, because I believe, of course, this is where I stand, that this was a three-letter agency op, one of the three-letter agencies, the deep state op. I believe that. Now, again, if I get proven wrong, I'll do what nobody else does and come out and say I was wrong. But I believe that he was recruited to do this. All right. That's where I stand.
Yeah.
But what you need to understand how this works is you're like, well, then they'll have to own them for the rest of the. No, they won't, because the people who are uninformed, try to follow me on this. This gets complicated, but the agencies that recruit him know that he will probably get killed, so they'll never have to worry about him testifying.
Yep.
You're like, yeah, but they would have to kill him. No, because the people that are not part of the operation will kill him for them.
Yes.
So they don't even have to set up the assassin's assassination. Aaron said yes, so yep. I'm assuming that makes sense. So just so you know, that's the whole thing. Again, it's just throwing things at the wall to see if they stick. It's not a matter of this will 100% work. It's a matter of how much will it work? How many people can we get to wear masks? How many people can we sign up for CBDC currency? How many people can we get on biometric ID systems? How many people? It's not that COVID failed. COVID didn't fail for the deep state. COVID didn't fail for the global cabal, the bourgeois, leftist, globalist, elitist. It didn't fail. It won by a certain percentage. It got a percentage of people to comply and ushered in digital infrastructure for CBDC and social credit systems. So it didn't fail at all. It failed on a certain percentage because if it was up to them, we'd all be masked, living at home, taking 57 vaccinations and living to about 46 years of age. And they'd be lowering the Earth's population right now as we speak. But it failed to a percentage, but it didn't completely and totally fail. So in these operations, there are people in the know and there are people on the ground that are not in the know. There are people in the ground on the ground that are in the know and people on the ground that aren't in the know. That's how it is. And you have people that aren't on the ground that are in the know and people that aren't on the ground that are not in the know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of how easily can it be cleaned up and what percentage will it work? What percentage will it work? Now, the goal of this operation was to assassinate Donald J. Trump, and he missed. That was the goal. But he killed another person, severely wounded two others.
Yep.
And those people don't need to be forgotten. But that is how it works. It's just, I mean, again, it's just a matter of we don't need to involve everybody. Everyone's like, how could they keep a deep state op like this classified? How could they keep it secret? They don't need to keep it secret.
No.
People on the ground will work for them to clean it up. What they wanted was him to kill Trump and for crooks to kill Trump and for the unwitting sniper who has no idea that he's part of this. He's not really part of it, but he understands. Just like the soldiers that stormed the beaches of Normandy. Those are great men, but they're really part of a globalist op. This is World War II is the same way. The soldiers, they're great men that fought in the war. But they didn't realize, but really they were fighting for the bourgeois leftists. All these wars, everything that you see is a lie.
Yep.
And there's people that know that and don't know. The sniper who killed Crooks doesn't know that he's actually part of the cleanup operation.
Yeah.
The only thing that happened was, thank God that the sniper killed him before he could get off more rounds at Trump. And if he would have gotten off more rounds, he would have killed Secret Service agents. Let's go to the next one. MJ, is that where I'm at? I'm making sure. Am I at MJ Truth Ultra? All right, good. Thank you. I screw up all these slides all the time. MJ Truth Ultra Video. The rabbit hole goes deeper. Thomas Matthew Crooks was featured in a... This is weird. This is all coincidence. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's just all coincidence. That's what they... That's that you have to believe. Now, get your mask back on and be quiet. It's all just a coincidence. I mean, I know they all know each other. I get that. And that they flow from the State Department to military contractors, the DOD to military contractors, start wars and personally profit themselves every single time. Nancy Pelosi worth $200 million when she's never made more than $175,000 a year in her life. It's all coincidence, though.
Yeah,
it's all absolute coincidence. So lo and behold, Thomas Matthew Crooks was just featured in a 2023 BlackRock ad. See if you can see him in the ad. Play it for me.
My name is Brian DeLallo. I teach AP and Honors Economics in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Financial well-being to me is knowing that I can be free to do the things that I love to do. I hope when I retire someday, they say that guy made this place a special place to come to school and gave as much as he could to help the community.
I know it's just a coincidence that basically 1 year ago, he was in a BlackRock ad. You're like, BlackRock, Tom, listen, you need to understand again that everything that you have believed, everything that I believed until 4 years and 15 days to flatten the curve ago is all a lie. I mean, do I believe in the greatness of the Constitution? Yes, but that purity was left a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's been gone since about the early 1900s. We have not been a democratic republic. We have not been a federalist society. We haven't been that way in a long time. And basically, when you if you watch like Mike Benz, who's awesome about explaining intelligence operations around the globe, and he calls them the blob, all what basically what the CIA is all about is protecting corporate interests. And all the corporate interests, they're all left-wingers. These are not liberals. They are leftists. They are Hitlers. You want to talk about Hitlers? That's what they are. You had the old Democratic Party that all they wanted to do was kill the unborn and smoke marijuana. That's not the way that it is anymore.
Yeah.
Then they are now leftist, globalist, bourgeois, elitist, and the CIA's job is to protect their interests globally. That's it. So are you impugning BlackRock, Tom? I don't know, but it's awfully strange that right there in Pennsylvania, the BlackRock guy was filmed at Bethel Park High School where Crooks attended. Crooks can be seen, if you want to rewind it, at the 19-second mark. It's just kind of strange that he shows up in a BlackRock ad. When BlackRock, of course, supports every last left-wing initiative and has benefited off of all of the COVID controversy, all the COVID totalitarianism, which I don't have time to get into right now because it's already 9:33, and I promised that I would only go an hour. I can't believe it's already 9:33. I haven't got to anything yet. All right, Milk Bar TV video. That's why I got to just shut up. So Milk Bar TV video. Watch the real-time assassination attempt on Trump from different angles. It's lined up where people are discovering the shooter, calling for the cops. Here's the shooter. He's on the roof. Nobody does anything. And Trump is on the stage. Listen, I was a cop for 25 years. I've actually got another cop in the room right now. If either one of us was told that there's a shooter on the roof, okay, we're going up the roof now. Why was nothing done? Look at the time lapse. It's somewhere between 2 to 5 minutes. Nobody did anything. Knowing that there's a man laying prone with a rifle on a roof at the high point of the fairgrounds, 130 to 150 yards away from the President of the United States, with a clear line of sight. Nobody did anything. Watch the time lapse film. Play for me, Ness.
He was doing his job. I wouldn't even be doing this at some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Yeah. Right there. See him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
And so I'm here with you fighting like hell to get a Senate.
What's happening?
And to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look.
And it's
there he
not
is.
Easy, because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof. He's on the roof.
We have people that should not be here.
Right on the roof.
It's much tougher than it happened.
He went right on the roof again.
Ever. In recorded history, we're the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know if they can do it. Do you guys have access to that chart that I love so much? You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so boring, I try and explain that. Oh, there's it. Wow. You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit older than that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to look and see something, it says,
so it was such a poorly run, poorly coordinated, poorly communicated law enforcement op run by not local law enforcement, because according to the New York Post, the Secret Service is now blaming local law enforcement for it. That's what Secret Service is doing. So the Biden administration is blaming the local cops for it. This is a Secret Service op. They hire everybody involved and they secure the area. So it was so poorly coordinated and so poorly communicated that for just over 2 minutes, about 2 minutes and 1 second, people are screaming, man with a gun on the roof. Man with a gun, and nobody can communicate to the Secret Service agents that are at the stage to get Trump off the stage. Man with a gun on the roof. And nobody knows. Nobody has a way of communicating with the Secret Service agents who control the body of Donald Trump. Which, by the way, let me just throw this out there. There should be a whole lot more men involved in the Secret Service protection of Donald Trump, who's like 6'2", 230 pounds.
Yeah.
And they've got, you know, here it comes. I'll lose viewers over it, probably lose church members because I'm a sexist or whatever you want to call me, a misogynist, whatever it is, male chauvinist. I'm not. Everybody's got lanes. I can't give birth to babies. They don't come out any orifice that I have, nor do I have the storage capacity. Everybody needs to stay in their lanes. And if you're going to have to carry Donald Trump off the stage, you need to be a dude.
Yep.
And we'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so this was so poorly coordinated for over 2 minutes, just over 2 minutes, 2 minutes and 1 second. People are screaming, man with a gun in a prone position on the roof. Look at him. There's a million videos out there. Now look at this. They're pointing at him. Look, it's right there. And you can actually see the guy proned out in camo gear on the roof.
Yep.
Aiming at Donald Trump for 2 minutes. Let's just play this game for 5 seconds. Here's 5 seconds. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. Do that 120 times and nobody did a thing.
Yeah.
This sounds like Uvalde, doesn't it? It's almost like Uvalde was some sort of three-letter agency op.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, isn't it? How nobody does a freaking thing. Nobody does anything. People stand out there. You got that cop outside of Uvalde standing in classroom listening to AR rounds going off and killing kids, washing his hands for COVID. Make sure that he buys into the COVID narrative. I'm making sure I'm saving lives because I'm using alcohol gel while kids are being executed literally 30 feet from them. That's how ridiculous the world is. All right, look at this one. Gateway Pundit pick. Trump's would-be assassin spotted on roof by officer half an hour before attack. Half an hour. Here's a split-screen video. I'm not going to show you the video. I'm just going to read you a little bit. The video is what you just saw. That's what they put on Gateway Pundit. But here's Gateway Pundit's article. New details have emerged about the moments leading up to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The information brought to light by Pittsburgh's WPXI-11 reveals, that's just TV station, not right wing, it's TV station, reveals that the would-be assassin identified as Thomas Crooks was spotted on a rooftop approximately 30 minutes before he opened fire at Trump. I'm just saying the last 2 minutes. But he obviously was seen up to 30 minutes prior to shots being fired. Law enforcement knew about the Trump shooter. I told you that about 30 minutes before. He was spotted. People had reported to the local law enforcement. Weird dude walking around with what appears to be a gun.
Yeah.
That means you shut down the event. If you actually care about the life of your protectee, you shut down the event until that person's apprehended, but they didn't do a thing. Just like for 2 minutes with people screaming, man on the roof with a gun, they don't do a thing. Nobody communicates to the agents at the stage to get Trump into safety. And there, by the way, the stage is made out of metal. All he had to do was get down below the stage. You're safe. Law enforcement knew about Trump shooter and did nothing. WPXI-11 reported. Channel 11's Nicole Ford confirmed that Beaver County's ESU team had 8 snipers at the rally, including snipers and spotters. According to Ford sources, one of them noticed a suspicious man on a roof near the rally at 5:45 p.m., called it in, took a picture of the person. We have learned from our sources the person in that picture was, in fact, Thomas Crooks. We're told it's not clear if Crooks had a gun with him at that point. Probably did. According to multiple sources, a law enforcement officer had also previously seen Crooks on the ground and called him in as a suspicious person with a picture prior to 5:45 p.m. Our sources tell us an officer checked the grounds for Crooks at that point, but did not see him where the first picture was taken. 26 minutes after the second picture of Crooks was taken by law enforcement, the information and the information called in, shots were fired. 26 minutes after seeing the shooter. And you're telling me this is not some sort of deep state op? Come on. Somebody is getting those reports and doing nothing with them.
Yep.
I wonder who that is. I don't know. And but don't worry, the FBI is investigating it. So the FBI is going to do what they did with all the election cheating in Michigan under Dana Nessel, who referred all the election fraud to the FBI. She's supposed to do it herself as the Michigan AG. She doesn't do it. She sends it to the FBI. Have you heard about it since Muskegon County? Thousands upon thousands of faulty registered votes that all voted against Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Nothing was ever done. Don't worry, the FBI is on top of it. The FBI is in charge of this investigation. Think we'll ever find out? We can find out. We need to have Cash Patel in charge, Mike Davis in charge, General Flynn in charge, and we'll find out what happened on this day. Because you get these people under oath. You get Kim Cheadle under oath. You get every Secret Service agent on the ground, anywhere involved in this, as the advanced team, the non-advanced team, the event team, everybody, you get them under oath. Because that's when people start to crack, because none of them want to go to prison. There's no cop who wants to go to the prison they sent people to.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. Old Roe video. Everyone needs to watch this interview. Here is Congressman out of the state of Florida, former sniper, Corey Mills. Play for me.
Let's bring in Florida Congressman and former U.S. Army sniper, Corey Mills. What kind of shot was this, Corey, from 130 yards?
Look, at the end of the day, this is a shot that your basic training boot camp soldier is requested to make within their 9-week period. This is one of the easiest shots, and they train all the way out till 300 or 500. And when I was doing the counter sniper, it wasn't with the United States Army. It was actually when I was with the State Department and was doing this exact thing, which is trying to look at going out with an advanced team, establishing what the perimeter is. And then as a sniper, when you would set up, you'd put together your range sketch or your range fan cards. And that would tell you where your 100, your 200, your 300, and you'd identify the areas of threat that you would be able to mitigate. And if there's multiple targets, you understand that your elevation and windage knob wouldn't have to be messed with, especially at 160 yards. You could literally just look quickly, glance, and know from the reference point, whether it be a building, whether it be a lone tree, whether it be a parking lot, maybe it's a road. Bottom line is that this is massive negligence to the point of me speculating on what was intentional and what wasn't.
Wow. When you're doing a site survey and you're seeing this rooftop not that far away, why did it look like the counter sniper team was a little surprised?
You know, I can only speculate, and we'll have to wait until the investigation comes out, that they thought local law enforcement was potentially climbing up onto the roof when they saw a dark object on a light roof. But here's the issue.
Wait, you're saying maybe they misconstrued Crooks for a friendly, for local law enforcement?
It's very possible. I don't want to speculate until the investigation is over, but the bottom line is that if you saw someone climbing onto a roof that you hadn't authorized any clearance on, it's got a clear line of sight. It's exactly adjacent to the shooting where the president was sitting, and you're talking about a pop shot, and you got people yelling, and there should have been comms. The minute that local law enforcement, who apparently had a rifle pointed on, there should have been an emergency frequent comms channel that they could have said, we have a shooter on the roof. Secret Service should have rushed the stage and immediately took the president and took him off and then responded to the counter sniper. The shot should not have gone off. That is the failure in itself. You're supposed to be able to try. You know, the best security is when you go in and you're actually able to prevent an incident, not react to an incident. Even if you would have left a law enforcement officer's patrol car in that parking lot with the lights on, that could have been a deterrent. But when you have nothing that is actually showing force protection, you're encouraging this. Look, I'm not sure about who the individuals are on the individual detail Secret Service, but I can tell you under this Biden administration, the one thing I've seen is massive DEI hires. And I can tell you, when you primarily go after DEI, you end up with DIE.
So when you have these counter snipers waiting until 8 rounds are fired, what accounts for that? After the first shot, you get a return fire immediately?
The minute that a shot rang out, they should have already been on scope. Your spotter should have already have called the distance if you hadn't looked at your range card, and you should have immediately engaged. Okay. There should have been no reason to have waited a single second. Now, I talked to Eric Trump after the incident. Eric and I are both gun enthusiasts. We both shoot long distance. That right there is a pop shot. But he did say, I've gone out with the CS teams, and they are one of the best. He knows the actual the service detail that's with them. They are loyal individuals who actually do care about the president. I can say that was relayed to me. But the bottom line is this is a massive security breach. This is a huge failure at negligence is at best. But we have to figure out why something within 200 yards. Think about this, Jesse, 200 yards. That means that an average rifle that holds 1 minute of angle would hold a 2-inch grouping if you just shot it straight off the deck, meaning on a platform. So now you're talking about 160, which is 1.6 inches is what its grouping capabilities are. The average head is what? 6x8, shoulder to shoulder is 20 inches, head to waist is 40 inches, and President Trump's a very large man. This is a shot that within 5 minutes I could teach you to make 9 out of 10 times. So this is divine intervention. This is the God having his protective hand and wearing Ephesians 6, the armor of God over the president, because this right here, a millisecond or a millimeter in change, and this isn't an attempted assassination. This is an assassination of a president.
Yeah. The devil was in Butler, Pennsylvania, but so was God.
Well, and I can say one more thing, if I may, which is that let us also remember that King Henry II went in and said, can no one rid me of this turbulent priest? And his knights went out and killed the Archbishop of Canterbury because they thought that was a direct order. What do you say when President Biden says it's time to put a target on Trump? That, in my opinion, is the insightful rhetoric. That's the stuff that they would have went after for the J6 stuff. So why don't we have our own J13 investigation?
Yeah, there needs to be a full investigation on this. Absolutely. And it needs to not be crooked like some of these other former investigations were.
That's right.
Politicians. Mills, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
So just basically a summation of what we've already talked about, backed up by former sniper Congressman Mills out of course, the state of Florida. There you go. And, Aaron was talking about, I love Florida. He's there quoting Ephesians chapter 6. It's great to live in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
All right, New York Post tweet. Secret Service blames local police for attempted Trump assassination at rally. Just so you know, that's the Secret Service manning up, blaming the cops. It's their scene.
Yeah.
It's exclusively their scene. Even if the local cops failed, it's their fault they failed. It's their scene. Period. That's that. There's no way the local cops are responsible for it because it is the Secret Service's scene. All right, let's do gold real quick, and then I'm going to do some more. Just give me 60 seconds on my one and only sponsor. You can tell why Midas Gold Group. All of us need to be buying gold, and we need to be buying everything from companies that do not hate us. We need to be buying gold because of the BRICS movement. We need to be buying gold because of the Biden administration, both of which are de-dollarizing the globe and devaluing the USD. Biden administration is doing it via hyperinflation. The BRICS movement is doing it by trying to, of course, we just had the petrodollar canceled by Saudi Arabia, by trying to redirect global currency to the Chinese yuan. But even while both of these are trying to de-dollarize the globe using different means, they are all buying and hoarding hundreds of tons of gold. So the people trying to destroy currency are saying that the currency, after they destroy the current, this is all this tongue twister, after they destroy the current currency, the currency that will be left over is gold. So all of us need to be buying gold. Midas Gold Group, it's physical gold in your hands, or you can set it up as an IRA. But when you shut down the IRA, you just ask for your physical gold. You get your physical gold in your hands. All of us need to diversify. All of us need to be buying gold. Let's buy it from a MAGA company, veteran-owned, veteran-operated, MAGA-owned, MAGA-operated. Midas Gold, buy gold. Buy it now. And when you do, buy it from Midas. Tell them that the TLP sent you. Let's cover some of this now. This is where I'm going to get in trouble. And again, I don't care. I get in trouble all the time. You have to learn to be okay with being hated. You have to learn to be okay with it. It's not a sign that you're right because people agree with you. It's also not a sign that you're right that people don't agree with you. Right is right. Truth is truth. So if you look at this video, it's from John Cordillo. These girls need extensive training. And even then, they don't seem to have the temperament. Let's go back to the Secret Service. This is when they're hauling Trump into the SUV post-shooting. Look at the confusion of the Secret Service women. Play for me. Listen, the DEI hires need to stop. Listen, if there is a woman that can do the job as good as a guy, I'm fine with it. There are a few women that can. You need to be able to pass all the same physical fitness and strength tests as a man to do a man's job. Yep. You are having to move around a 230 to 240-pound, 6'2" president. Girl, listen, there are exceptions to every rule. There are women on this planet right now that can bench press more than me, but not many. And the only ones that can are professional weightlifters.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it is time for the DEI hires to stop. If you are the best at the job, we played this when we were showing you the air traffic control issue last week. That's from DEI hires, where it's not most important to you to hire the best qualified via a merit system. It's most important to you to hire according to sexual or gender equity, who people are sleeping with, or the melanin content of their skin, or their gender, or their assigned gender, or their assumed gender, whatever it may be. We need dudes right there. Big, burly dudes. Like the snipers that you see on these videos. That's who needs to be there. If a girl can fulfill that role, the same as Corey Mills, fine. But if she can't, and she can't even holster, she can't even blindly holster her 9mm, she gone. She shouldn't be there. They're fixing her jacket and looking around. She shouldn't be there. She should be in a tactical position.
It's
ridiculous. It's so absolutely ridiculous. And I may piss off women that are watching right now. Listen, if you can do the job as good as a guy, I'm all for you being out. If you're a neurosurgeon, you can do that as good as any man. I'm sure you can. And we can't produce babies, and we can't do what you can do. There are jobs. Listen, I told you, I am 6'2" myself right here. 6'2", 227 pounds right now. That's what I am. If I was unconscious in a burning building, I don't want my wife dragging me out. I want Aaron dragging me out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. If you can't accept that, then really you just need to go ahead and register as a Democrat. Because that's what it's just living in complete denial and oblivion. That some things women can do that men can't do, and there's things that men can do that women can't do. And that is just the way that it is. And God's not a respecter of persons. And God is the one who assigned you your sex. It just, God says, stay in your lanes. And there needs to be burly dudes with AR-15s right there. And burly dudes that can actually holster their sidearm without looking down. If she even looked down and couldn't holster the thing. Ridiculous. All right. Go to the next one for me. Oh, we're about to leave CTN. Love you guys on CTN. Switch over to Rumble now. We're just going to keep the show going. This is great. Aaron's got it all worked out.
Yeah.
We don't have to leave anymore.
Yep.
When CTN cuts off, we're just going to keep on rolling, baby. It's the way that it is. All right. So CTN, switch over to Rumble. All right. Fox News tweet. The GoFundMe, because people were jumping all over Trump for golfing yesterday. He did exactly what he should do. You get shot, then you go golfing the next day. That's what you should do. Put it right in the face of the people who tried to assassinate you. They're like, you know, there's victims involved. And first of all, he is a victim. He was shot too. He's a victim. He has the right to do what he wants to do. He's a victim. But there's been a GoFundMe authorized by Trump using Trump's name that as of 7, is today the 16th? Or is it
15th.
Today is the 15th.
Yep.
As of 4:30 this afternoon, had already raised $2.5 million for the three other victims.
That's awesome.
Just so you know, for the victims fan, the man who was killed, who was a wonderful MAGA Christian man, he's in heaven now. But for their families, $2.5 million, I guarantee it'll get up to $20, $30 million. So that doesn't make up for people's injuries. It doesn't make up for loss of life. But it shows you the heart of President Trump. All right, go to the next one for me. Let me switch topics for just a minute. Then we'll go back to the shooting. Let me just give everybody a break for a minute. And then we're going to go back to the instigation of the shooting. And then the post-shooting vitriol. That's what we're going to close with. A lot of uplifting things. Sebastian Gorka tweet. This is big news. Obviously, I didn't even mention it yet. Of course, J.D. Vance is going to be vice president. He will be elected along with Donald Trump in November of this year. I think it's a great pick. Do I think it's a perfect pick? No, it's not a perfect pick.
Yeah.
Perfect pick would be Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
But Matt Gaetz, he's too incendiary right now. It's not going to happen. Another great pick would have been Glenn Youngkin out of Virginia because he would have given Trump Virginia. But I don't think Glenn Youngkin wants to run with Trump.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but Glenn Youngkin would have given Trump Virginia. And J.D. Vance is going to give Trump Ohio, but we already had Ohio. But J.D. Vance is sharp and will destroy Kamala Harris in a debate. I know about That's his true. Previous bad statements. Aaron sent me one. I'm glad he did because I didn't even know that. But he was pro-vax, said anti-Trump things, even called Trump sort of like America's Hitler at one point. Okay, yep. Well, Laura Loomer actually said this in an interview, and maybe we can use that as leverage to get people and say, you know what, J.D. Vance turned around, he likes Trump now, maybe you can too.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you need to consolidate to some degree the Republican Party, come together to some degree as Republicans. J.D. Vance might be a good bridge for that, but he is thoroughly MAGA now. I mean, he's red pill MAGA, anti-COVID, anti-cabal, anti-FBI, FBI corruption, all of that. So he's a excellent pick. He's not perfect. Nobody would be perfect except for just a few others possibly that I could name, but I don't have time to get into it. So that's big news. The other big news is Jack Smith's document case out of West Palm Beach, Florida, is gonzo.
Woo.
Gonzo. So let me just give you the updated version here, as I wrote them all down. The documents case, you have four cases. The documents case is now gone. That's gone completely because of this. I'll just cover it that way. Sebastian Gorka tweet, breaking. Jack Smith's appointment and funding for Joe Biden's Department of Justice was illegal and unconstitutional. He was the Special Counsel Act ran out 30 years ago. And guess who wanted it to run out? So the ability to unilaterally, what I mean by unilaterally is one person, i.e. the president, to appoint a special counsel has been, decertified, disavowed, no longer exists for almost 30 years. But Joe Biden went ahead and nominated Hague global left-wing bourgeois leftist globalist elitist prosecutor Jack Smith, Enron loser Jack Smith. He went ahead and did that unilaterally, violating the law, because the Special Prosecutors Act or the Special Counsels Act has long since run out and is no longer viable. You have to have a special counsel now appointed by who? The Congress. Was he? No. Jack Smith's appointment and funding by Joe Biden's Department of Justice was illegal and unconstitutional. The Mar-a-Lago documents case is dead. We have one honest and brave judge in America. That's Eileen Cannon at the bottom there. And she has judge dismisses Donald Trump's classified documents case. So it is gone. All of the Trump was selling nuclear secrets to the Russians case is dead because none of that ever happened. The only person that actually was reading classified documents to anybody was Joe Biden, and he won't be prosecuted, according to Robert Hur, because he is an old man who's well-meaning, who has memory problems. Yep. So, in other words, unfit to be president. Documents case dead. Insurrection case, that's Tanya Shuckin, and that's also Jack Smith's Washington, D.C. case, is half gone because of the 1452, don't hold me to that number, 1452 statute, that they were, the Enron statute, that they were using to falsely prosecute people for paper shredding offenses. They called it obstruction of official proceeding. It was an Enron offense used in the Enron case for destroying documents. That's what they were prosecuting many 1-6 defendants on. So, and that was half of Jack Smith's case, about 40% of Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump in the insurrection case. I call it the insurrection case. Another election interference case, whatever you want to call it. But it's easy to just say insurrection case. So half of that case is gone via that ruling, the 1452 ruling. And then you have the immunity ruling from that pretty much wipes out the rest of it, because you have to go piece by piece into this insurrection case to determine whether or not what Donald Trump did was part of his official duties under his official capacity, because if it was, that is no longer a criminal offense. So basically the insurrection case, it's dead too.
Yep.
The campaign finance case, that's the Alvin Bragg, Matthew Colangelo, third in charge of the DOJ case, even though the DOJ says they're uninvolved, he's the one to prosecute the case in New York. The sentencing has been delayed. That was supposed to be 11th of this month. That's been delayed because of the immunity implications until September. So that case is delayed and will be overturned. That case will be so easily overturned because they actually convicted Trump of crimes that don't exist. I mean, I'm not kidding you.
Yep.
Don't exist. And I got it all in my head right now. I can spend 30 minutes. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. I'm already 10:02, and I promised I'd go no later than 10:15. I actually said 10:10. Then I changed it to 10:15. Then I said 10:17. I'm already 2 minutes into overtime. I'm only supposed to do 1 hour per day, but I can't stop. And then you have the election interference case in Atlanta, Georgia. It's Fannie Willis's case has been delayed to investigate her corruption. So that's the status. That's all of their hopes. I love watching leftards get all excited about these cases on Twitter. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's all falling apart now. All right, now where the heck am I? Okay, I already did Sebastian Gorka. Oh, here we go. Thomas Massie. Thomas Massie video. So if you Jack Smith's case, the documents case is dead because Jack Smith, they broke the law in impaneling Jack Smith and hiring Jack Smith as prosecutor. They broke the law in doing so. Here is a great explanation from it. From Thomas, about it, from Thomas Massie. Play for me, Naz.
The gentleman might from be Kentucky is recognized for 5 minutes. I'm asking the gentleman.
I have unanimous consent request.
Gentleman has unanimous consent request.
I ask unanimous consent to submit for the record an amicus brief by the former Attorney General Edwin Meese.
Without objection?
The question presented is whether private citizen Jack Smith lacks authority to represent the United States. I also ask unanimous consent to submit for the record an article titled, Was It Legal to Appoint Jack Smith in the First Place? This is a Heritage publication.
Without objection.
I want to start by reading you the appointment clause of the Constitution. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 6 states, the President shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, judges of the Supreme Court and all other officers of the United States, whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for, and which shall be established by law. Are U.S. attorneys nominated by the President and confirmed by the Senate according to this appointments clause?
They are appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate.
Wouldn't you agree that U.S. attorneys are held to the appointments clause because they are delegated some part of the sovereign power of the United States, such as the ability to make indictments and charge individuals with crimes?
I would say that those are not the reasons why, and a court has already ruled on the question of whether special counsels are subject to the appointments clause in the Mueller case and ruled that they were not.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
Look, you're asking me about a case. Again, motions filed as just
this
cited.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress.
There are regulations under which the Attorney General appoints special counsel. They've been in effect for 30 years, maybe longer, under both parties. The matter that you're talking about whether somebody can have an employee of the Justice Department serve as special counsel, has been adjudicated.
You appealed, let me interrupt for a second, because you appealed to a regulation, a rule, whereas the Constitution says, shall be established by law.
Yeah, statutes.
Right, the statute, but the you statutes, referred to a regulation, not to U.S. code.
So there you go. And he wasn't even, I even got that wrong. He wasn't appointed by Joe Biden. He was appointed by Merrick Garland. It is illegal for any, first of all, the law was before when you had the Special Counsel Act in place, when it was still law of the land, that the president would appoint a special counsel, i.e. Ken Starr for Clinton. And that's what the Democrats all got butthurt about Ken Starr. So they got rid of the Special Counsel Act. And now that's bitten them in the rear end, just like their filibuster issue did. So how the law would work when it was in place, when the Special Counsel Act was still in place, was the president would nominate, had to be nominated, special counsel had to be confirmed by the Senate. Last one that I remember was Ken Starr. Now that act has run out, is no longer viable, is no longer in place. So there's no way to actually nominate a special counsel. You can't have any special counsel. But if you were going to try to circumvent the law or use the old law to some extent, you would still have to and claim some sort of ghost presence of the old law, you would have to have the president nominate the special counsel and have to be confirmed by the Senate.
Yep.
All right, now I heard that Trump is on the stage. Trump's on the stage right now?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to cut it right there. Everybody switch over and watch Donald Trump. Let's all watch that together. Love each and every one of you. We're going to switch to the post game. 7 minutes in overtime already. I have a lot more to get on with the shooting, but let's all go watch Trump. We all should be giving those numbers to Rumble. It's hundreds of thousands, whatever, that we're going to be watching. But love each and every one of you. God bless you. Back here tomorrow night. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Monday through Friday, we're here every night. So join us tomorrow night. Love you. Stick around for the post game if you can. If not, switch over and watch Donald Trump. See you tomorrow night. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day, for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you love to worship, this will be your kind of night. Please join us for Crave, a Night of Worship, on Friday, July 26th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.